Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Been a while since we've chatted. The voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, Ted Davis. Theo, how you been, my friend?
Good afternoon, Bill. We're in Florida where it's kind of chilly down here in Florida. That's not fair when we come down here and it's it's in the low 40s when we wake up.
Is that right? Now, today here, it's going to be 86 in Arizona. So I've got you beat on that one. I feel kind of good about that, as a matter of fact. I don't know why, but
we come down here to get some sunshine. The sun is out. It's going to be about 60 today for a high, but I was like you. I was hoping for 80.
Yeah. Ted Davis in the thermal speedo today. There you have it. hey, Ted, this team has been, and I've said it all season long, the inability to consistently handle success has been mind-boggling against teams with records of 500 or better. They have struggled. Obviously, the teams they should beat, they have been beating. So give me your assessment after coming out of that stretch that was just not good. They were just missing something. And now you get back into teams that you should be beating. Brandon Jennings comes on. He's just shy of a triple-double. Gives him maybe a little bit of a shot of an arm. What does this team need to be more consistent?
Well, just to be more consistent. I mean, that sounds, you know, kind of like an oxymoron, but it's not. And we've seen it within games. I mean, I think the game that really kind of was a microcosm of the Bucks season was that game against the 76ers, where they were bad, and then they were really, really good, then they were bad again, and then they were really, really good again and came back to win that game. In fact, came back from 20 down in the first half and 19 down in the second half to win the game. That really is what this team has been. They can be hot. They can be cold. They can do it within the same game. They can do it within the same quarter. The good news is they've shown that when they're locked in and everybody is focused on defense and they're passing the ball, they're remembering to trust your teammate to get the ball back to you, they can be as good as anybody. They can beat Toronto. They can beat Cleveland. They can beat Boston. They've done it this year. But then they go into those moments where the defense isn't locked in, where they forget the pass and they play a little bit of one-on-one basketball, which is not their strength, and we have seen the results. They're not very good when they do that. So, you know, here they are with the seventh seed, and I still think the fourth seed is not out of the question. You're 2.5 games out of the fourth seed right now. The Cavaliers, despite the trades, can't seem to get their act together. They've fallen to fourth, and Indiana has gone to third. If fourth is not reasonable, then fifth certainly is, which would get you out of that 7-8 matchup, which would get you Boston or Toronto in the first round.
Brandon Jennings gets signed, and he comes on like a ball of fire. What kind of an energy piece is this? Because it seems like, at least from what I've heard, some of the interviews he's conducted, there's a little bit more of a humbleness to him right now, where he looks at this as not necessarily as he's the man and he was the guy that dropped 50. This is the guy that's just trying to kind of make a name for himself all over again in the league and trying to help out a team that he was once with.
I think it's really ideal for both parties right now, for the Bucks, because they absolutely needed what he gave them last night. With the injuries to Brogdon and with the injury to Dele, they've been going with pretty much one point guard for a long time. And you've had Jason Terry playing the point. You've had Middleton playing it some. You've had Giannis handling the ball there. But you can't go a long stretch with only one true point guard, a guy who can really push the pace and break down the defense and set up teammates. And that's exactly what Jennings brought last night. And I think it's good for Jennings because you're right. He doesn't have to be the man. He's not the 10th pick in the draft when he came in the first time in 2010 in the Fear the Deer year. He's a 28-year-old veteran now who's had a serious injury. The Achilles tendon injury set him back. I think he's over it now. But he's not 35 years old. He's 28, so he's got some good mileage ahead of him, I think. And he doesn't have to be the man on this team. Giannis is the man. Middleton is right there. Jabari is going to be a guy who's ascending. And he can just fit in and do what he did last night which is to come into the game and change the pace. You could tell that the game picked up immediately when he came in last night. And so I think it was a remarkable performance by Brandon to helicopter in from the G League to have one practice with the NBA team and go out and almost get a triple-double in his first game of the season. That was remarkable.
Ted, a couple weeks ago I had Malcolm Brogdon on our Milwaukee Basketball Hour show, and one of the things that he said, I said, give me your assessment because you're not playing right now, so what do you see? And he said, you know what, a lot of guys are trying to figure out who they are with different rotations, and since Jabari came back, and he said, you know, at times we play a little selfish. And I found that strong coming from a guy who's just last year was a rookie of the year. But he said, we're playing selfish. We're not playing together basketball. When you get everybody involved on the offensive end, that translates to the defensive end, which was surprising to me. But my question to you is, do you see the same thing? Do you see a level of selfishness at times with this team?
I wouldn't call it selfishness necessarily. When I say one-on-one play, I think it's more a case of one guy deciding, okay, I've got to make something happen, whether it's Giannis or Middleton or Bledsoe. And they go one-on-one while everybody else stands around. It's kind of like the Carmelo Anthony theory when he was with the Knicks, where he plays on one side of the floor and the other guy's on the other. That's not to the Bucks' strength. I don't want to call it selfishness. I can't get inside the head of players, but I do know that sometimes they forget the pass. And, look, it's much easier to get good shots when you're moving the defense from side to side. If they can just lock in, and in particular now when they're packing the paint on Giannis and almost daring him to come in there, if they can just sit there and not have to move, then your shot selection is not going to be as good. But if you move it from strong side to weak side and you do that a couple of times in the 24-second clock, you get the defense moving, you'll get better shots, whether it be an outside shot or because they're moving, now Giannis has more freedom to go down the lane and do what he does best, which is be one of the best finishers in the NBA around the rim.
We know that Giannis is a superstar. We were talking about this the other day. You've had players that have been superstar caliber players, but you can't consider it to be that ultimate superstar until you've started winning the postseason. Is that the only thing right now that Giannis needs in his resume, or is there more? Is it an outside shot? Is it the development of that portion of his game to become a bigger and better, quote, superstar?
Well, I do think he needs the outside shot, and it's getting better. It's not, you know, here's the thing that tells me his shot is getting better. His misses look better. And that may seem like a weird thing to say, but, you know, a couple of years ago when he was shooting outside, I mean, these things were shankers. They were steelies. Now his outside shot looks better, and he's starting to hit more of them. Now, he doesn't do it game to game to game to game, and that's the inconsistent part of his game, but he does need that jump shot to at least pull the defense out on him a little bit, and then he can use that extraordinary athletic ability and the big strides that he takes to get by anybody and get down the lane. But you're right. You'll ultimately be judged on whether or not your team wins. And let's face it, this team is going to have to win a playoff series to take the next step, which they haven't done since 2001. Can they do it this year? It depends on the matchup. If it's Boston or Toronto, probably not. But if it's any other matchup right now, I'm even saying Cleveland. I'm not sure Cleveland has the mojo to do what they've done in the last couple of years. But you're right. Giannis is going to have team success for him to rise to that next level, which would be one of the top, in the tier with a guy like Durant or Curry or Harden or some of those guys.
When you talk about Cleveland, they got that big game coming up after they finish with Orlando and Atlanta. Then you've got that nationally televised game on ESPN where you're going to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And not that I think that it's a detailed breakdown, but what the hell's happened to Cleveland? Oh, my God, they just look terrible. I mean, last night they just gave up, Ted.
Yeah, they were doing that before the trade deadline, too. And then they made the trades. And they sent six guys out and brought four guys in. I mean, they really shook up the roster. And they had a little success for a while. But now the bad habits that they were showing before that trade are back. They're not playing very good defense. I think LeBron is frustrated. I do think all of this talk about where he's going to be next year has to be a distraction to everybody on that team. You know, will he stay in Cleveland? Will he be a Laker? Will he go to the 76ers? That's the drama that is going to play out for that team for the rest of the season. And they've had a good run there. But every now and then, even with a superstar, your run is over. And right now, it looks like it might be over in Cleveland. Now, LeBron James is that kind of transformational talent where you can kind of throw the switch at playoff time. So I'm not counting them out completely. But right now, they don't look like a team that can go very deep in the playoffs.
Ted, great stuff as always. Stay warm down in Florida. I can't believe I'm going to say that, but stay warm. And we'll see you again at the Bradley Center real soon, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.